We're doing the Shot Aran, and we're up to page
Yud
Zayin in the Machon Shalem edition, and page Chaf Gimel in the Mishor edition, and page Mem Beis in the Mosad Arav Kook edition. We were discussing the sin of Adam Arishon, and last week we learned about the fact that his death was not a punishment, and we discussed how the Eitz Hadas was actually a very healthy fruit, but in strengthening his body, it overpowered his neshama, and as such, a direct cause of eating from the Eitz Hadas was that he would ultimately die. It wasn't a punishment, the other things were a punishment. And now the Ran is continuing, V'chein hayta kilata isha v'anachash shava l'ma shemarubo. And so too we find that the curse of the woman and the snake were equal to what they had rebelled in. Ki kavanatam hayta lechazek kochot gufam, for they meant to strengthen their bodies ba'achilat ha'pri, in eating from the fruit. U'kmo she'inachnu, as we've postulated. Ve'lachen hayta kilatam tefset kochotem. And therefore their curse was in direct relation to their sin. Their curse was that they'd lose their strength. Hine la isha amal. Behold, to the woman God said, "Harbal be itzivonech veheronech, I will make your pain and your pregnancy great. Be etziv teledivanim, in sorrow you will bear children. Vehine imken, so if so, nireh shekodem shenitkalela, it would seem from this verse that before the curse, mitzad mezeg, mitzad tuv mizga." Because she was so healthy, she thought she was unhealthy. She recognized that in eating from the Eitz Hadas she would become stronger, but she didn't realize that there was perfect balance in the way she was without that fruit. And because of that perfect balance, v'kochotea, and her strengths, hayayinyan aleda ve'erayon kalelea. So then pregnancy, be it the pregnancy, be it the childbirth, was easy. Sovelet ota beli etzev. She could carry these two things, carrying a baby and giving birth, without pain. V'chashel mashla beisha. And when she took control of her husband, ufiteta oto, and she seduced him. So she took control of him. It seems like beforehand they were equals, man and woman. Before the sin from the Eitz Hadas, they were equals. But she took control, and she seduced him to sin. Nitkalela liot umoshel bas. And then she was cursed that he should overpower her. But it seems from the Ran that the perfect world, man and woman are equal. Women give birth without pain. Keomro, like the Pasuk says, is part of the curse. Vehu yimshol bach. Vechen kilelat anachash. And so too the curse of the snake was, hayta befset kochotav. It was with his losing his strength. Vehu sibat ha'evash ben anachash ve'adam. And that is the cause for the hatred, the enmity, that would be between man and the snake. Why does the snake hate man? Because he lost his strength. The interesting thing is that it's possible that the hatred is not the punishment. The punishment is that the snake loses his strength. But the hatred is a derivative of that. Now, that needs greater work. What does that mean? Again, doesn't say. So whatever I'm going to say is my understanding, and take it or leave it. I don't know if it's right. I mean, this is my understanding. You could say your understanding. The snake loses his strength, and the source of that is that he caused man to sin. Our sages tell us, we learn an interesting concept in this week's parsha. The ox that gored gets killed. If a human being performs animism, he lives with an animal, so the human being gets killed and the animal gets killed.
With a chimp, you know about the chimp?
No.
There's this woman who lived with a chimp. It's crazy. The chimp was a big chimp. He nearly killed her friend. It's in all the newspapers.
Okay. The question is, how do we view the fact that the animal gets killed? Our sages say one understanding is that we don't want the animal walking around and people saying, oh, that's the animal she lived with or he lived with. It's out of respect for the deceased. Another understanding is that when you look at something that causes sin for other people, then that thing itself is problematic, not necessarily of its own fault. Why does the snake hate man? The snake caused man to sin, but at the same time, man was the potential for the snake's sin. That might be part of what the Ran is saying here. I'm not sure. He says the cause for the enmity between man and the snake is the fact that the snake was cursed to lose its strength. Well, that didn't come from man. So why should he have enmity towards man? He caused man to sin, and then God punished him that he should lose his strength. So maybe that's part of the concept, but we will see the Ran will continue and expand on this, on the hatred and the curse of the snake. B'zachem next week we'll continue here.
Adam is involved.